This week on the Time Bat Show.
Like, well, what we got here is this situation, and they're not letting anyone
can
else.
Can you believe this shit, Mike?
And it's like on a Thursday, so you're like, I'm just trying to get home to my wife. She's got a pot roast in the oven. Like, it's like, I want to get out of here, same as you, buddy. So, like, it's going to be another half an hour or so. I don't know. It's some shit going on over there.
I've got four Bud Light Limes in the fridge. Just my name on.
There's a game pot on. Race. I'm going to miss the opening bell or whatever the hell. Everyone, and welcome to episode 94 of the Time Bat Show. I'm one of your hosts, Time Asus.
And I'm one of your hosts, Bat Snacks.
And we have a very, very special episode today. Why don't you tell them why, Bat Snacks?
We have the first episode of its kind today, and if it doesn't work out, it's my fault, because I'm recording using Linux today.
Our very first Linux episode.
Oh, Linux.
The Linux episode.
Pretend there's like a cut to the penguin, like zooming in and out of the screen.
On the space. Yeah, it's like a zoom. Yeah. Do. That'll be like the. I'm going to tweet the penguin after this. Why are you on Linux? Yeah. Do you have a story behind Linux?
Well, you know, my computer's been broken and I haven't bothered to fix it yet.
Mm-hmm. Still doesn't make sense why you're in Linux, but go ahead.
I've been using my work laptop to record episodes.
Sure.
But my work laptop, I had to set up as a server.
Oh, no.
At work, and it needs to stay there now. So.
Okay.
Now, I was like, well, crap, what are we going to do? I need to record, you know, the episode of the Time Bat Show today. We're close to episode 100. I got to get my stuff together, figure something out.
Sure.
So I have an old Chromebook.
Yeah!
And I put it into developer's mode, and I installed Ubuntu on it.
Oh, God.
So I'm, like, dual booting Chrome and Ubuntu.
And then recording from there. Oh, God. Do you have, like, enough storage space for this?
I don't know what's going to happen. I've not tested recording more than, like, a minute, so we'll just see what happens.
Well, you heard it here first. If we randomly drop out in this middle of this episode, you know why.
It means we got Linuxed.
Are you able to, like, plug everything in to Linux?
Alright, it took me, like, an hour to get all the drivers together, like, because it's Linux. Like, it doesn't just work.
I'm glad I was late for this episode, so I could give you more time to do that.
Yeah, I was, like, scrambling, like, crap!
Well, it's a good thing I was a little later, because traffic was so bad for you. So tell me what happened with the drivers. Did you get all those working?
It seems like it's working. I can hear you. You can hear me.
Yeah. So you have Audacity?
What else do you need?
You have Audacity running?
Yeah, I have Audacity, and I'm using, like, basically Vim to record our show notes.
For those that don't know, Vim is like Linux Notepad, would you describe it? I mean, it does more than that, though.
Imagine if Notepad was, like, really hard to use. Like, unnecessarily hard.
That's a great description of Vim. Doesn't Vim, like, have the, like, interface where it's, like, console?
It's like roguelike Notepad.
What?
Yeah. It's like if Notepad were a roguelike, and, like, you could die around every corner.
Doesn't it have, like, a console interface, though? Like, you have to, like, or am I thinking of something else? No, I am, right?
Yeah, there's not, like, a mouse.
Right, but, like, don't you open, like, the console, and you're like, open Vim, and then it's like, there it is, or whatever, right? Or something like that?
Yeah. I'm running it in, like, some kind of emulator window or something.
Good. So can you see all the text, or do you have to, like, scroll down and stuff in Vim?
I did trivia today, so mm-hmm. I mean, there's not much text to see.
So you're on Vim. You got Audacity working?
Got Audacity running in the background.
I didn't know Audacity had a Linux version. I didn't know that Skype had a Linux version either.
It does. It seems to be working.
I'm surprised we're able to communicate right now, quite frankly. You know, like, I'm surprised this is working.
But yeah, I really am too.
So that took you like 45 minutes to set up. That's fun.
Yeah.
Question, why couldn't you just use your Chromebook, like, as is?
Well, because we use Skype and Audacity, and I didn't want to download, like, Google versions.
Oh, I see.
Chrome OS is kind of limited.
Yeah.
Like, they probably have an audio recording program, but it's not Audacity.
Good. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So when did you install Ubuntu? Today or yesterday or something like that?
I've done it on a Chromebook before, but I've never done this much on it.
We're like building the plane as it's in the air right now.
I don't think I've ever actually used Linux for like a real activity.
Can we talk about Linux for like a second?
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Can we talk about Linux for like a minute, like a hot minute?
Yeah.
I feel like people use Linux to like say that they've used Linux. No, like, I use Linux. What do you use it for? It's like, oh, I just open Vim and I type cool things in it and then I close it.
And then I switch to Windows.
Because Windows is better. Like, I think I downloaded Ubuntu in college just for like fun. And then like an hour later, I was like, all right. That's enough of that.
Now I need to actually do some stuff.
Now I actually have to work now, so... but there are people out there that use Linux and they swear by Linux. I don't know.
Yeah, when I was in school, there were like a couple projects we had to turn in using SSH or something, and like I kind of used Linux a little bit for that, but I've never used it for a real like thing that I did in real life,
like an actual like, thing,
like writing a letter or like
or like even checking your email or like.
Sending an email.
Anything you'd actually want to do on a computer.
Yeah.
There's something about like computery people that like teach that like love like esoteric things on your computer. They're like, oh, you need to learn how to use Linux. And this project's gonna be in Linux. And like it's like, why is it in Linux? And it's like, because Linux is cool. Like, okay, this doesn't make any sense.
You can make the command prompt window any color you want.
It's like, wow. Whoa. It doesn't have a user interface by default. It's like, wow, great. That's awesome. It's just a big block of text. But you got Ubuntu, which has a user interface, which is basically a bad Windows user interface, if I'm aware.
Yeah, the desktop environment I'm using is XFCE right now, for anyone that wants to try that and then never use it again.
At home, if you're following along at home. I would love to hear from some guests, some of our listeners, like if they use Linux. Like, I would like to know, because I don't know anyone who uses Linux, like... seriously. Like, I did in college, but I think those people were just showing off. You know what I mean? I think they were just, like, pretending. I don't know anyone in real life that I'm like, oh, what operating system do you use? And it's always either Windows or Mac. It's never, ever have I ever heard someone say Linux. And I'm like, I'm like pretty far on the line of, like, computer savvy, you know. I know people that are computer savvy, and still nobody I know uses Linux. So, I don't know.
Yeah, if you use Linux, we want to know what you do with it.
Yeah, like, what do you just browse? Like, what do you do? What are you about? What are you all about? What drives you to use such a thing as Linux? At this point in time, all computers come with Windows or Mac OS. So, like, there's really no point to use Linux. You know, like, I don't see the reasoning, I guess.
Yeah, like, maybe if you were building some kind of illegal streaming device and you just wanted to use, like, a Raspberry Pi or something to watch illegal videos.
Something lightweight. But then it's not your like main computer. It's just like some random chip you got in your closet that you bring out sometimes. Linux is supposed to be good, and Unix are supposed to be good for like making servers, you know, of stuff. You know, but like you're not using it like as your personal computer anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, yeah, like a file server or something.
Yeah. But it's completely different than an operating system of like personal use, you know. So I don't know. Whatever.
It's going pretty well so far.
I'm glad. We're almost at 10 minutes. We're almost at 10 minutes with you on Linux. We'll see how long you can survive. That time. Your Linux story reminds me of a story when I was in college. I was in computer science program, and some of the professors there loved to like make us use the dumbest shit to like for assignments, like stuff that we're never ever going to use in the real world, like ever.
Yeah.
And I don't know how familiar you are with like internet security, like with certificates and stuff. I don't know how familiar you are with that stuff. So for those that don't know, when you go to a website, a lot of, like in the background, these websites are authenticated with like these certificate system that basically digitally signs them and says like this website's cool. And a lot of times your browser has like a list of like verified websites, or like a domain registry or whatever has a list of them too. It's a really complicated system. I don't really understand it all, but there's basically this layer of security with authenticating websites and logging in and certificates and credentials and stuff that takes place under the radar of...
You have to pay for them, too.
Yeah. But it takes place under the radar, and most people don't know about them, and most people don't ever need to know about them. And even when you're developing your own website, you don't need to know about them, because since, like, 1998, like, web companies have just taken care of all this stuff for you, basically. There's a shit ton of behind-the-scenes internet stuff that you don't need to know about, ever, unless you're, like, an internet engineer. But anyway, we had a course in college. I don't even remember what the course was. It was some programming course. And, of course, we had to turn in assignments. And normally you'd use this system, this, like, learning system online. You just upload, you know, your C# or Java or C++ assignment right there. And then, boom, there it is. It shows up on the website. Or you email it to the professor, and then he'd look at it and then compile it. And
like
it'd be
a
done.
Normal human.
Like a normal human being. Instead, this professor had his own personal website, okay, that had this, like, field that you could upload files to and, like, submit them. But the thing about this field was this website was, like, he made an effort to make this website, like, extremely unsecure so that you couldn't, like, access anything unless you, like, manually, like, signed certificates, like, on the internet to, like, verify that this site isn't going to blow up your computer. Like, you wouldn't be able to access this website unless you, like, manually created authentication and certificates for the website yourself. And he did this, I'm pretty sure he did this on purpose, just to, like, make it hard for us to, like, upload this assignment. Just, like, for fun. Like, it was part of the assignment. It was, like, it wasn't really part of the assignment, but, like, if you couldn't figure that out, like, you're too dumb for my class. Like, why are we doing this? Like, no one needs this.
It's not easier for anyone, or you.
Like, he went out of his way to make it, like, really complicated for no reason. And, like, if you go to a person's website that isn't a computer scientist, guess what? They're not going to have this stupid digital sign bullshit that you have to do to upload files. They're just going to let you do it because they're not a crazy person that wants you to learn this dumb lesson about, you know, internet security, which... If I was in a class for, sure. But this class was like, I don't know, it was like Java programming or something. You know, it was like something dumb that like you don't need to know internet security for. I don't know. It was really stupid. And then another class I had used, I don't know if you've ever heard of LaTeX, the program.
LaTeX. Yeah, it's like it's what you use to write the science papers.
Yeah. And you basically, it's like a word processor, but imagine like HTML as a word processor, and then everything you write, you compile it, and then it spits out like a PDF document, basically. So it's like useful when you're writing like formulas and stuff. One of our professors was like, oh, you need to use LaTeX for this assignment. Because this was a...
That's ridiculous.
This was a, like, one of the, like, a computer science math class. And he was like, you need to use LaTeX for this assignment. And we're like, we can't just write it down and give it to you. He's like, no. You need to use LaTeX to, like... So we need to, like, learn how to use LaTeX in order to turn in this, like, calculus. It was very, very stupid. And I've never used LaTeX since. And I never want to, because there's no point, unless you have a very specific niche. But, I don't know. Some people with computers, they like to make it challenging for you, I feel like. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's like, well, I had to learn it, so I must inflict this upon
others. I had to learn it in the 1970s, when we didn't have Windows, so you have to learn it too, you know. So, I don't know. It's just a thing. I think it's just one of those things where... Yeah, like you said, they had to learn it. But also, like, computers are so easy now, and we've made them easy for a reason, that they're like, we need a little difficulty in this. You know, we need to make some tough things happen here. So, I don't know. What are you going to do? But in another one of those classes, we had to do something in Linux, which is really dumb, too. But that's unavoidable, I guess.
Yeah. I'm using it now. It's still working. I've seen at the bottom of the screen now that it says disk space remains for recording 10 hours and 13 minutes.
Oh, so you're fine then. You're good. We're going to last the whole, 75 minutes or whatever. We're golden. This is exciting. This is the first Linux episode. Wouldn't it be funny if you, like, done this and then you send it to me and then I, like, open it and there's it's like nothing there. It's just, like, no audio at all.
Well, I mean, there is some suspicious stuff going on. So, the computer thinks that my microphone is called CRAS. It's not called Yeti. I don't know why it's called that.
And do you see, like, the audio, like, go up and down as you talk, though?
Yeah, no, I recorded beforehand and played it back. And but, it like, it thinks that I have a crass microphone.
So, let me ask you another question. This is important. We probably should have figured this out before we started, but that's okay. Do you think you could export MP3s off of this thing?
I did. I checked.
Oh, you
that
did
too.
That worked?
Yes.
Okay. So when you upload the MP3 to Google or wherever, I will be able to hear it theoretically.
Yes. And guess what? I even downloaded VLC Media Player and played it back.
So it should work.
That sounds like really benign, but that was extremely difficult.
Why was it so hard?
Just installing anything is...
It's a challenge.
You don't... It's not like you download the program and double-click on it. It's... No.
Walk us through it really quick, if you don't mind.
So, first you open up your terminal.
You don't have a browser on that thing?
I do, but you need to install things through the terminal.
Yeah! All right, go ahead.
Then you need to update your repositories... And there's a command for that.
What's that even mean? What does this mean?
This is I don't know. I'm probably going to sound dumb saying this, but Linux has, like, a store for software somewhere. It's like Walmart for, like, programs or something.
That you access through the Linux terminal.
Through the terminal.
I know what you're talking about, though, because I remember doing this once in college, and you, like, open the terminal, and then the website gives you, like, okay, now type this in, and it'll just, like, download it when you type this in. Like, you ping it or something, and then it's like, all right, here we go.
Right? Yeah, so you have to do that with, like, literally everything. The microphone, my headphones, internet.
How did you find the location of all these things, though?
I looked it up on the Chromebook side of the operating system. The switch back and forth.
Because you couldn't like look it up on Linux because you didn't have a browser. So you're like, well,
I do, but it's you don't want to use it.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work right.
It's called NetSurf. I don't know.
I've not heard of that. No.
It isn't very.
So good. Okay. So you look up. So does the internet have the locations of files? Like, oh, you want Audacity? Then type in download Audacity dot root one dot bingo dot src.com or whatever.
Yeah. And then after that, you're pretty much good.
And then it just adds it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, can you download stuff from the web browser? Probably, right? But it's probably kind of weird or whatever.
You can, but I think... I don't know this to be a fact, but I think it's better to install stuff through the command line.
Here's the other thing with Linux. I feel like Linux people, like, they're already on Linux, so they're like, we don't need all this fancy schmancy stuff. Like, Linux has installers, but, like, when people make software for Linux, they're like, Linux people aren't going to use the installers. They're on Linux. Let's just give them the text string to input into the Linux commands prompt store or whatever, you know. Yeah, because they probably don't even have an installer anyway. So anything you downloaded off of your web browser, you wouldn't even be able to do anything with it without the terminal anyway.
I feel like another thing Linux people do is, like, their response to any convenience is, I don't need that. I've got this instead.
I've got, like, Vim, which is so much better than whatever you're using.
Like, oh, what? StarCraft? You want to play StarCraft? Why would you play that? You can play Tux Racer. Like...
Oh, I forgot about Tux Racer. People don't know about Tux Racer.
Tux Racer is where you can race the Linux penguin down a mountain.
Yeah, and it comes pre-installed with some distributions of Linux.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Microsoft Pinball, you know, of Linux. You know,
Do you remember Ski Free?
Yes, it's like that, of Linux.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Do you remember when we went to SGDQ together, you brought your laptop, and I think it had it had Linux on it, and you showed me, we played Tux Penguin for like 30 minutes to try to, like, get the high score. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember.
But anyway, just the good memory there.
Fun times with Tux Racer.
Tux Racer.
Drunk in the hotel room.
Speedrunner Tux Racer, yeah, right? It's like, what are we going to do, Otter? Let's play Tux Racer. What a game. Yeah, but that's all they play. They can't play anything else because nothing else comes out for Linux.
You can play Dota 2. I'm not going to try that on this computer.
Valve made a push to get things on Linux, but...
Yeah.
I feel like other developers are like, why bother? Like, I don't know. Most people are running Linux off of, like, toasters and Chromebooks and, like, you know, like a washing machine. Like, they don't need it. They're not going to play games on there anyway. Like, people with really good gaming computers are running Windows. Like, they're just... It's pointless to run Linux. And most of the graphics card creators don't even support it anyway, so...
Yeah.
What's the point? But yeah.
All right, we're coming up on 20 minutes, and I think now is a good time to ask you your first trivia question.
That you got... Of the episode. You got your trivia question in, like, record time today.
Yeah.
I'm ready. What do we got here?
All right.
What's the category?
First category is going to be music, and I'll have you choose your first lifeline.
Okay, music. Pretty good. I'm pretty confident with music. So I think I'm going to choose, like, I'm not going to waste my, like, 5-second Google on this one. I'll do 50-50. I'm going to go 50-50 with this one.
Okay. You're probably going to know the answer to this really easily, but we'll just see what happens.
Maybe not.
All right. Who is the only member of ZZ Top who does not have a beard?
Oh, I know this one already.
Dang.
It's fine. Go. I want to hear your answers.
Is it A, Frank Beard? Is it B, James Beard? Is it C, Henry Wallace Johnson? Or is it D, Dale Griffith Jr.?
Dale Griffith Jr. No, it's not that. So only one of these is actually a member of ZZ Top. And that's Frank Beard.
Okay, which you're right.
Is really hilarious because his last name is Beard.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a beard, which is weird. You'd think out of all of them, he would have the beard.
I probably should have looked up the other members and put those in there.
Billy Gibbons and something Hill. Dusty Hill is the other guy's name. But a funny story about that is they were like, they all didn't have beards. And then they, like, went on hiatus. And then the other two guys that have beards now independently decided to grow beards. And then when they came back, they were like, oh, I like your beard. And they're like, oh, I like your beard. And they, like, made that their thing. And then the one guy that didn't have a beard was named Beard. And he was like, I'm not going to have a beard. And that was the story of how ZZ Top became the Beardmen band. So
I would have done the same thing if my last name was Beard.
Like, ironically, not have a beard.
Yeah, ironically.
Like, if the other members had a beard, like, I'm definitely not having a beard now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend who, like, is trying to be, like trying to get the ZZ Top beard. Like it takes a long time.
Yeah.
To grow it. Like he kind of looks like him already, like a little, like it's close, but it's not, he doesn't have the length, you know, like they've got like really, they really got the length.
Is your friend me?
No, are you trying to do the ZZ Top beard?
No, I shaved my beard. I don't have a beard anymore.
Oh, you had such a good like Bushman beard.
Yeah, mine wasn't ZZ Top. Mine was more like
yours was.
I've been in the woods.
Yeah, yours was like lumberjack, or like yeah, you live on a mountain or something. Yeah, ZZ Top beard is like really long, but yeah, he's trying to grow it, and it's taking a really long time. Like, I don't know. I feel like
you have to cut it frequently.
Really? Like on the sides? Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like intuitive, but you have to trim your beard for it to grow. It's like your hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, you, gotta, if like, you want your beard to grow really fast, you every 4 months or like 3 months get a beard trim.
Like just a little one, though.
Yeah, just a little.
A little off the top or the bottom or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, off the bottom.
A little off the bottom, man. That's good. All right, cool. Well, this is a good question, even though I knew the answer to it. It's a fun question because it's easy time. All right. So blah 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 blah. How's Linux doing? So you're still okay over there?
We're doing great. Okay, yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad that I took a little longer to get here. Because we started the episode a little later than normal.
Yes.
Because I was stuck in traffic, and you were apparently scrambling to get Linux working anyway, so that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I had the weirdest traffic, so I'm, like, leaving work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a turn lane. My work's on, like, a road that, like, they basically it's, like, in an office park, so they have, like, a road there that's, like, just for the office park. So I'm on that road. I'm about to turn left onto, like, the major road to get home. And no one's able to go. And I like kind of move up, and I see cops. They're directing traffic, and the lights are all working fine, but they have blockaded off the right side of the road I'm turning on. So like I'm turning left, and that way is clear. But if I wouldn't be allowed to turn right because they have that all blocked off.
Even if you wanted to,
yeah, they have that all blocked off. So they're directing the people that are coming towards the blocked off section of road to U-turn. Like, they're forcing everyone to U-turn. So I'm sitting here trying to turn left, and they're just, like, not letting me turn left because they're just letting everyone U-turn. And this goes on for, like, 25, 30 minutes. Like, I'm just not allowed to go, like, at all. And they just forget about everyone that's, like, in the left turn lane. And, like, I don't know, 10 cycles of lights go by, you know, where it says, you know, we can turn, but they're, like, not letting me go. And I'm just, like, sitting there. I'm like, I don't know how I'm supposed to get out of here. And I'm thinking, like, am I going to die here? Like, what's happening? Like, did they just forget about me? But, like, they're cops. And I want to express my discontent and also ask them what's going on. But I don't want to get murdered. So I'm like, part of me is like, should I honk? Should I, like, flip them off? Should I, like, call them over here? Like, what should I do? What is the process by which I can ascertain what is happening so I can know, like, if I'm ever going to leave? Like, at some point, I'm, like, thinking maybe I need to, like, ride over the median and, like, turn around, you know what I mean? And, like, go a different way.
Or maybe you need to start, like, gathering some branches and build a shelter.
Like, no, nothing is happening. So, like, I feel like I need to ask the cops, but, like, any way I could do it, like, could be considered rude, and they'd be like, you're going to jail for being mean to a police officer. Something like that, you know? So, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do in that situation. But eventually, like, 30 minutes later, they finally let us start going. And I'm pretty sure the reason is because there's, like, three cops directing traffic. And one of them at one point, like, points at, like, our lane that's trying to turn. And he, like, looks at it. And then he, like looks at his friend. He's, like, points at us. And they, like, say something. And then they, like, nod. And they're, like, okay. So I'm pretty sure, like, one of them reminded the other, like, oh, by the way, there's, like, a shit ton of like, people
excuse
trying
me, sir.
It's like... They've been trying to turn left for like an hour. Maybe we should let him go. It's like, okay, all right, we'll let him go. So that was the traffic. Like, it wasn't like, you know, a lot of cars on the road. It was just that stupid thing. And I don't know why the road was blocked, but they decided to...
That's insane. So they trapped you in the office park and just let everybody else go and not you.
Yes, it was so weird. I don't understand what was going on. It was strange. Like, normally when people direct traffic, like, oh, this road's closed, normally what a normal, sane human being would do would be like, okay, these people can go for a little bit, and then, okay, stop. Now these people can go for a little bit. You know, keep the flow going. But instead, they're just like, there was a lady there, a woman police officer. I kid you not. Like, she was standing there making, like, I can't even describe the hand signals because they were so goofy. Like, she was, like, doing, like, a scooping hand signal and then, like, flailing left and right to, like, indicate, like, you need a U-turn. Like, she, like, did it for, like, the entire time. Because, like, there was no stop, come on, you know, normal police signaling. Yeah. It was just like, everyone, come on, a U-turn, you know. And I was like, am I going to be able to, like, ever leave this place? Like, what's happening? And meanwhile, like, 100 cars are behind me, like, because they're all trying to leave, you know, it's 6 o'clock or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're all trying to leave work, and this is the only way out, and, like, they're just like, I guess they forgot about us. They're like, oh, they don't matter. Whatever. It's fine. Until, I guess, the rookie was like, hey, sir, maybe we should let the people at work out of their parking lot.
That's kind of like a horror movie.
It is.
In a way.
It was scary.
That's frightening because, what if they just never let you go?
That thought crossed my brain. And I think this was at, like, the height of my paranoia. Like, it's been, like, it's been, like, 5 or 6 light cycles at this point. You know, it's been 15 minutes. And I was like,
yeah.
What if
you had texted me? You're like,
yeah. I texted you at that point. I'm like, traffic is crazy, but it's not even crazy. It's just these police officers. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what if they just never let me go? Like, what do I do? You know,
there's nothing you can do.
And like, part of me is like, well, maybe I can honk or maybe I can like wave them over. But like, they could interpret that me being like really aggressive and like shoot me or something. Like, I have no control of the situation. I'm just, like, beholden to their unique brand of incompetence that they're displaying at this moment. So,
yeah, if you honk at a... it is never okay to honk at a police officer.
But how else am I supposed to, like, because I wasn't the first car, right? Like, there was probably 4 cars in front of me. And I think the guy in front, like, in the very front, I think in the very beginning of this whole spiel, he got a little talk. Like, he got to talk to the cop a little. You know, like, he had a little exchange. But I didn't have that exchange. You know, I don't know what's going on, right? It's like, I'm never going to get that exchange. I'm too far away to get that, you know? So the only way I could get it is if I honked or, like, I don't know, like, whistled at him or something, like...
You know, that first guy, he has a responsibility as the first person.
I feel like he does.
To figure out what is happening.
But then also to let everyone know. Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
he should have been walking up and down, being like, listen.
This is what's going on.
This is the situation. I'm your fellow human. I'm here for you.
Right?
Like,
it's going to be like 30 minutes. They haven't forgotten about us. This is why they're doing this dumb shit that makes no sense. And you're like, okay, at least they're dumb, but at least they know they're doing it. And I'll eventually leave. Like,
at least there's a plan.
There's a plan. Like, they plan to let us out of here at some point, you know, like... At some point, I thought, like, maybe they're never going to let us leave, and they're going to want us, like, to turn around somehow, which would be impossible. But, like, I don't know. Like, just tell me. I need to know what's going on in these kind of situations, or else I go, like, nuts, you know? And some cops aren't very good at that, like, communicating with fellow man about what's happening, so.
No.
I don't know. It was rough. It was real rough. But, yeah, if I was the guy in the front, I would probably... pass this news down the line, you know?
Yeah, I for sure would.
Because it's something that would be pertinent to know, you know?
It would make me calmer, being the first person in line.
Same.
Like, to talk to other people.
Like, well, what we got here is this situation, and they're not letting anyone else...
Can you believe this shit?
And it's like on a Thursday, so you're like, I'm just trying to get home to my wife. She's got a pot roast in the oven. Like, it's like, I want to get out of here, same as you, buddy. So, like, It's going to be another half an hour or so. I don't know. It's some shit going on over there.
I've got four Bud Light Limes in the fridge. Just my name on.
There's a game on. I'm going to miss the opening bell or whatever the
hell. I'm going to watch Wheel of Fortune on TV.
Like, I'm missing the good part of Jeopardy right now. It's ridiculous. See, you need that guy in the situation.
Yeah, you really do.
And you don't have it. I was watching a TV show recently. You've seen Monk, right? It's a good show.
Monk is a wonderful show.
There's an episode where they get stuck in traffic. Like, they're not similar to this, but like they're on a highway and some car like flips, like some semi flips over and it like halts traffic. And police get out and start like, you know, telling people what's going on. They put up barricades and stuff. And people start getting out of their cars and like hanging out and like talking to each other. And like, there's like a guy with like a barbecue and they're like tailgating. And I'm like, that would never happen in real life. In real life, people are just sitting in their cars, cranking music, and they're just honking really loudly. And they might be talking to their wife or their, like, you know, significant other over the phone, being like, can you believe this shit? Blah, 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 blah. You know, like.
Yeah, in reality, they're sending angry messages to their loved ones.
But it had me thinking, like, if people did do something like that, it would calm people down so much more. Like, if just some fellow human, let out, you know, extended an olive branch and was like, this is shitty. I'm feeling shitty, too. You know, here we go, kind of thing, you know. But instead, it's just being people stewing in their anger, you know.
Why is that role of person, like, never in fictional settings that are like this? Like, have you ever seen Cube?
Yes.
So Cube is like, the perfect archetype of this situation, where it's just, like, a bunch of strangers, they're thrust into this situation they can't control, and, like, everybody's got a personality, and all their personalities clash.
Yeah.
But there's never a guy that's just like, listen, we're all in this together, I'm not saying I'm the leader, but...
But, like, I'll listen to your problems if you have
them. I feel bad, too. Like,
you need that guy, though. I want that guy. I want to hear that guy. Like,
me too.
It doesn't, like, help the situation, but it, like, lets people calm down. They're like, okay, other people are experiencing, like, shittiness, too. You know, we're all in this together, you know, we'll get through it. But instead, people like to, like, inwardly, you know, be mad at the world.
I'm pretty sure, like maybe 75% of the hate on social media is just people stuck in traffic. Like, people just, like, sharing the worst news stories, people that are mad at, like, politics.
Like, all the people yelling on Reddit are, like, stuck in traffic. They open Reddit, and they're like, all right, I just need a vent about something right now. That's an interesting theory, though. It's true.
Like, can you believe this shit? Like,
that's horrible. It
could be anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can believe that. That's funny. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like we need more of that guy. It would help a lot.
Yeah.
But you never see him anywhere. Like, I don't see him. They don't exist for all I know.
Listeners, if you ever have the opportunity to be that guy or that girl, be him.
You'll be like my hero if you're that person. Like,
yeah, same.
Just say, you know, be nice. I don't know. It was horrible. I was yelling into the air. It was bad, you know. Like, you can imagine.
Questioning your sanity. Yeah, like.
I mean, I yell when I get mad. And I don't yell at people, I yell at the world. Like, we've talked about this before. I yell at, like, the world. So I'm, like, cursing into the air as this is happening. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, why the hell are we stopped? Like, nothing's happening. And then, like, when the light would turn to indicate we could go, like, haha, quote-unquote go, I'd be like, look at that freaking light. Like, it's giving us a green arrow. Let us freaking drive. I said some bad things to them, but... And then, as I drove by, I was like, I should flick them off. And then I was like, no, I should not do that.
No, you really shouldn't.
But I wanted to express my disapproval of the handling of the situation, which I felt was pretty bad. Like, at least communicate, you know, what's going on to me, so I don't get so frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good 30 minutes spent, or 20 minutes spent talking about my traffic thing. I don't know, these things happen, I guess. So what's been going on with you?
what's going on with me.
Yeah, anything
exciting this happening? Week you recommended me a game. It's a Cosmic Star Heroine, and I've been playing it this week.
How are you finding it?
I'm finding it. So there's only stuff I like about it so far.
Oh, that's good.
The soundtrack so far is really good. The
soundtrack is really good.
The story seems, it's starting to pick up a little. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to the part where, like, we've discovered that they're trying to use machines to exert total control over people.
There's, like, a conspiracy or something.
Yeah, where, like, the CIA director, it's not the CIA, but...
Yeah, effectively the CIA director.
Effectively, the CIA director wants to mind control people using machines. Right. And all the characters are really funny.
Yeah. I like that. The story isn't like anything that's like, oh my god, that story was so good. But it's not like bad in a way that's like, oh, I don't care. Like get to the point. I thought it was like short and kind of funny and like, you know, pulpy and interesting. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes you kind of want that in a video game.
Yeah.
But the characters are really funny.
Really digging it. Like, and I love, there's like a lot of throwback stuff in it. Like all the cutscenes are very much like, from like Amiga graphics style cutscenes.
Like older. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really cool. Yeah, I like the game a lot. How do you like the battle system?
Battle system's great.
I really like the battle system in this game. It's very unique.
I'm still learning it. Like, I'm learning that, like, being skilled at the battle system, you can do, like, a lot better than if you're not skilled with it.
You can do crazy stuff with this
battle system, cool.
Which is really cool. It's kind of like Final Fantasy X, like, with the turn order thing. But, like, you only have a certain amount of abilities you can use before you, like, recharge them. So there's a lot of, like, planning you can do to, like, set up combos and stuff, you know?
Yeah. And, like, depending on, you know, when a character will get their, you know, good, the hyper mode.
Or hyper thing. Yeah,
you have to time when you're going to use, what turn you're going to use what ability. And
there's a lot of, like, buff and debuff stuff you can do later in the game where, like, some character can give some other character, like, some insane buff. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, right before they get the hyper mode. And then they, like, boost their hyper, and then they do, like, a bajillion damage. It's, like, really cool, like, how some of the skills interplay with each other. And the skills in the game, like, are really... Like, it's not... Like, some RPGs, it's like, oh, you do more damage. In this game, like, they have some really unique skills. Like, some of them will be like, oh, you take another turn after this one. Or you, like... swap the order or something. Like, there's, like, a lot of cool things that they do with the skills that you can do, that you can mess around with, too.
Yeah.
But...
I have a turn order memorized at this point in the game where, like... I know at turn 8, I can do, like, 1,000 damage.
You could do, like, the hyper damage. Yeah, it's really cool. You probably don't have a lot of characters right now. You maybe have 3 or 4 or something like that?
I have 4 right now.
Okay, yeah. I think there's 4 more. I think there's 8 total. The late-game characters are awesome. Like, they get really wild with their later-game characters. Like, the first 3 or 4 you get are, like, mostly humans, I think. I think there's one weird one. But they're mostly, like, humans. And then they go, like, off the rails with the last ones. Like, they're fantastic. Like, they're really weird and cool.
That's awesome.
You know how, like, some Final Fantasies do that? You know, they'll have, like... They'll, like, okay, here's the main characters, and they're all humans. And then they'll be like, and now it's, like... Like, 7 is a good example, right? So it's like, oh, you get a cat and a mog and, like, you know... You get, like, a bunch of weirdos. A vampire, you know, like, you just get weird characters at the end. Like, this game kind of does that, too. Which is cool. So... Once you get to those characters,
I'll give an update.
Yeah, there's some like I want to talk to you about like these two characters that are like my favorite, but you haven't gotten them yet. So you'll know it, I think, when you get them, because you'll be like, "Wow, that's so cool." So anyway, Cosmic Star Heroine. If you haven't played it, if you have a Switch, I would recommend it highly. It's really good.
And there's a thing there. There's a scene I just passed that I'm wondering if it's only native to the Switch. Okay. You're in the main character's room, and if you check her bed, it says, like, portable gaming is the best, but I can't take it on my mission right now. I'm too busy.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember that line from when I played, because I played it on PC.
Mm-hmm.
They might have just put that on for the Switch, which would have been cool.
You know, if that one line was, like...
The Switch-only line the Switch. Or whatever, that would be cool. It's something. Playing RPGs on the go is a pretty cool feeling, I think. Especially ones like that are like a throwback kind of style. So I'm glad you're enjoying it. Let me know what you think. It's a pretty short game. Like, it's not really short, but it's like, it's long. It's as long as like a Super Nintendo RPG, you know, like 20 hours or so. You know, it's like a,
yeah,
that kind of pace.
It's no like 80 hour plunge like a Final Fantasy or.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the Final Fantasies before, you know, PlayStation era were all like reasonably, you know, 20 hours or so. But,
yeah.
So it's a good length though. But yeah, let me know how you find it as you keep playing. Glad you're enjoying it. But yeah, listeners, if you haven't played it, Cosmic Star Heroine, it didn't sell super great on PC. I think it did okay, but like it deserves way more because like it's one of the. I think people think it's just like, oh, it's like a retread of, you know, old school RPGs, which it kind of is, but at the same time, they do a lot of things like way better than a lot of the other throwbacks do. So.
I enjoy it so far, and I don't enjoy that many new games. Right. So.
So there you go. There's your thing. Should we do another trivia?
I was just about to say, are you ready for your second trivia question of the night?
I'm so ready.
Okay, this category is technology. So I'll have you choose your second lifeline.
Technology. That's such a broad category. Mm-hmm. I'll go with 5 second Google. I'll use technology to solve this problem. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Or I could use 10 second Bing. Or how's the Bing? What's the Bing? What is it? 30 second Bing? 10 second Bing?
I think it's 10 second.
10 second Bing. I'm gonna go with Bing. Like, we'll Bing it.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Alright. Your second question is, who was the first Twitter user to reach 20 million followers?
Oh, man, this is tough. Okay.
Is it A, Jack?
He's the Twitter guy, I think.
Yes. Is it B, Lady Gaga?
Definitely see that.
Is it C, Ice-T?
Yeah, I can see that, too.
Or is it D, Dale Griffith Jr.?
Who the hell is Dale Griffith Jr.?
He's a NASCAR driver.
I thought that was... I think I'm confusing it with somebody else.
Maybe he's a baseball player. I don't know.
I thought that was Ken Griffey Jr. is a baseball player. Dale Griffith Jr.
Maybe that's his brother who's a NASCAR driver.
Is that a real person? Is Dale Griffith Jr. a real person?
I don't know.
Dale something. Dale... Is he in every one of these questions?
I don't know. You'll have to stay tuned to find out.
I feel like
he's not a real person. I think I mashed up two people in my head.
No, he's a real person for the purpose of the trivia. Dale Griffith Jr. I think you've created... What the hell is a race car name? He's like Dale something.
There's a Dale.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. That's who you're thinking of.
Okay.
So you've created an amalgam between Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Ken Griffey Jr., and you smushed them together, and we've got Dale Griffin Jr.
Well, he might have been the first to reach 20 million followers.
I mean, it could have been a parody account. I could see it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning Lady Gaga because she sounds like the kind of person that would be that. But I'm gonna do Bing.
Okay.
Are you ready for my Bing?
I'm gonna count to 10 in my head because we've got a good thing going here, and
that sounds great. I'm ready. I'm not gonna try. Say 3, 2, 1.
Ready? Uh-huh. 3, 2, 1. Just Bing it.
First Twitter user to reach 20 million.
Right? Yes.
Okay. All right.
I got 7 fingers up.
Got it. Lady Gaga. According to Business Insider, final answer.
Lady Gaga is correct.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think Dale Griffith Jr. has enough, you know, has enough. What would he play? Would he play baseball or NASCAR?
I think...
Maybe both?
Maybe he's like Tim Tebow, like he started out in NASCAR.
Then he moved over.
Moved to baseball.
Like some guy like saw him driving, is like, boy, you got a good leg on you. You could really run the baseball bases real well. He's like, okay.
Or he got like an injury. Like he crashed his car and like broke his
hand.
I don't know what you can break and not be able to drive anymore.
I don't know what you can break and not be able to drive, but also be able to play baseball. That's like a tough, like, what do you...
It's like mental damage, maybe. It's like PTSD.
He broke one of your... Yeah. You broke one of your driving toes or something. Like, you need it to, like, stabilize the car or something. Mm-hmm. But Dale Griffith, yeah, he could be... It could be, like, a Michael Jordan thing. Like, he plays for a while, and then, like, his dad really wanted him to be a baseball player, so he, like, switches. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Who knows? What are you gonna do? Do you want to do some Reddits?
Sure. Let's move into some Reddits.
Oh, my God. This advertisement just exploded on my thing. Okay. Our first Reddit comes from Junkbox01. Junkbox01 asks, like blocking out the sun with your hand, couldn't we put a satellite in space to strategically block out the sun in parts of the planet to help with global warming? Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yikes. It would have to be really big.
Thoughts on that one?
All right, so you send up a satellite that's as big as the moon.
Yep.
And
it, I guess it rotates around the Earth?
Yeah, I mean, that part's easy once you've got the moon up there. Like,
you got another moon. Doesn't the moon already... Oh, no, I guess it's on a different path. You'd have to calculate it so that it, like, strategically sits in front of the sun, though, right?
Yeah. I think you could do it, though. I think the hard part is it's got to be real big.
It's like the moon big.
Yeah.
Well, it might need to be bigger than... No, I think the moon size is good. Because the moon can create an eclipse, which is exactly what this would be doing. This would be dangerous, though, because eclipses are dangerous to look at, right?
True. Yeah.
So it would need Oh, go ahead.
People would learn eventually, right?
Yeah, it's like, don't look at the sun on this day. I think it would have to be bigger than the moon, because then you could make it so the eclipse... Well, I don't know if that's how the eclipse works. Did the eclipse work... Is the eclipse dangerous because the moon is slightly too small to block out all the sun? Or is it because the sun's light's going to get around it no matter what, and it's going to be really intense?
Hang on, I think I'm thinking of something. I think... Okay, maybe the moon doesn't eclipse the entire Earth at once. It's only like a little a city.
Right.
So that's not really going to affect global warming, even if it's as big as the moon.
Yeah, like this is the person says, couldn't we put a satellite in space to strategically block out the sun on parts of the planet to help with global warming? Like, it would only cover part of the planet at any moment.
Yeah, you would need like something bigger than the moon, though, because the moon doesn't block that much sun.
I got it. Okay, yeah. So you get, like, a really big shield, okay?
Okay.
And the shield is, like, concave to, like, mimic the shape of the Earth, right? Mm-hmm. And that rotates around the Earth. And so, like, at any time, it's always blocking out all the rays on that side of the Earth. And so...
It's a big shield.
Yes. So, basically, what's happening is the people that have night all the time, like... During that half of the planet that has night, the people that have day are getting blocked by the sun, by the shield. So, like, it's night all the time now. And you'll have, like, a sliver of day sometimes when the shield, like, rotates a certain way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. That's the solution.
I mean, it wouldn't work.
The sun shield!
Sun shield. Isn't that kind of what happened in The Matrix?
I think the computers blew the sun up, or the robots. I think they blew it up.
Oh, no, I think they, like, blew smoke in the sky or something.
Oh, maybe. That's a good idea. That can stop global warming. We'll just shoot smoke into the sky. Until we can't.
Until you just can't see the sun anymore. What a great idea. We solved global warming.
We've replaced it with global freezing or whatever. That would screw up the environment so much.
Keep blowing smoke. Jesus.
No, it's like, so the reason global warming is bad is because we have too much CO2. So what we're going to do is we're going to put even more in the form of smoke. And eventually the sunlight won't even be able to pass through the first layer of atmosphere and we'll be fine. So there you go. That's the solution.
There it is.
There have been some dumb solutions to global warming. Like, even for, like, scientists. But we don't need to go into them right now. But
yeah.
I do feel like people, like, think outside the box a little too much. And then they're like, why don't we do this really dumb thing? And you're like, okay. I don't know.
Let's just impromptu think of a really dumb solution to solve global warming.
I think
warming.
The sun shield is a really dumb solution, but okay. We move the Earth back
out of the path of the sun,
further solved away it. From the sun. We put rockets on one part of the Earth, and then, and then when it rotates to be like in the way of the sun, the rockets.
Oh,
we,
God.
We fire them off, and we just skedaddle a little further away from the sun. Oh. There we go.
If you know, in like every gift shop, there's that toy that like it has the fox tail attached to a ball, and it like rotates.
Yeah, yeah.
Randomly on the floor. That's what it would be like. You just put a rocket on one side, and then it just
it would just spin out of control. We would all just die immediately. Like, the gravity would get so messed up, I think. Don't you think? I think gravity would, like, really get messed up. Because you're basically making the Earth, like, a giant centrifuge at that point.
Yeah.
And, like, people would be floating around and knocking into each other. All right, so my idea doesn't work. What's your idea, Mr. Smarty Pants?
How about we create big space sail that we
okay.
We anchor a giant sail to the floor
of the Earth,
and then yes, and then sail away.
So it's similar to mine.
It's similar,
but
instead of rockets, though, it's a sail.
It would have to be a really big sail.
Yes.
And so we sail away from the sun slowly. Yes. You know that might work. I feel like the sail would be really hard to make, though.
Yeah,
because it's so big.
You'd need a lot of people up there sewing the sail together.
There's jobs. I mean, our economy's bad, right? Give people jobs. This would be like a global effort. The space sail. It'd take like 100 years, like at least.
You'd need to hire lots of origami people to figure out how to fold it to get it up there.
Could you fold a sail like that? What kind of material would it even be made out of? This is unraveling. So I think about
the the first thing that comes to mind is that space blanket material, because it's like futuristic,
right? Like, you don't even know if it'll work, but like, it's space something, so it might be good. It's the silvery stuff, right? It's like shiny. Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah, I think you have the best idea so far. Okay, final idea. We throw a bunch of like floating black particles into the atmosphere. Okay? Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Okay. And then they are blocking out part of the sunlight because there's so many of them. So they're making like a cloud of smoke, but it's not smoke. It's harmless black dust, basically.
Oh, good. No, hang on. All right. What if we just made the clouds like sunglasses?
Oh,
like there's water in there, right? You can just inject UV resistant.
We make sunglass clouds. They like tint like a gray.
Yeah, we need to tint the clouds is my idea, with chemicals.
Wouldn't they just like diffuse out? Wouldn't we have to do that every time new clouds are formed, though?
Every plane has to carry a bucket of the cloud tint.
And then just fly it all the time.
Yes.
Every plane that flies, like, no matter what, that's just the new rule. And they're like crop dusting, basically, the clouds.
Yeah, the cloud tint.
Right. Just constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. That's a good idea. I think you're onto something there.
Because planes fly over, everywhere that people are constantly.
No, you're right. You're definitely right. Yeah, this is a foolproof idea, I think. This is the best one yet.
Yeah.
We figured it out. All right. Let's see. Next Reddit question. did this one not? Okay. This one's asked by Island Boy with zero as boy. He asks, the strangest thing happened last night. I experienced a sharp pain in my tongue at the moment the power in my house went out. The pain was similar to when you lick a 9-volt battery. What happened to me?
Extrasensory perception, maybe.
I'm thinking it's like a superpower thing, right?
You know, yeah.
Like he just gained some superpower, like in that moment. Have you ever seen Phenomenon? I feel like we've talked about this movie before.
I don't know that I have.
John Travolta gets like super smart, like after he gets struck by lightning or something. Yeah, this guy, just that's what happened to him. That's my guess. Anyway, I don't know. See Phenomenon, it's a great movie. And by great, I mean not that great.
You said John Travolta's in it?
John Travolta.
Have you seen this movie that's on Netflix that's John Travolta and Robert De Niro, and they're out in the woods hunting each other?
What? No. It sounds awesome.
Doesn't that sound cool?
What is it called? Do you remember?
I don't know, but you could probably find it.
I was watching
it last night.
Was it good?
It's crazy.
Did you finish it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I fell asleep watching it.
Well, it can't be good. Whatever. I know you fall asleep a lot of movies. It's good, though?
I mean, if you like John Travolta and Robert De Niro, they, like, go out in the woods and hunt each other with bows.
I mean, that sounds like a movie we would invent on the show. So, yeah. I'm going to see that movie. I'll have to look that up.
It's super good.
One more question.
Okay.
Oh, these are all bad. Never mind. We don't have any more. We have a would you rather, though. Your would you rather is, would you rather have a Dalek or a lion?
Daleks are the evil robots from Doctor Who?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I've never watched Doctor Who, but...
Oh my god,
Doctor I've known people that do, and they like Daleks.
Oh my god, Doctor Who. You don't know what I'm about to say, do you? You can't tell if I'm about to say it's really good or really bad.
You're about to say that it is bad.
Yep. I don't know what people see of that show. I don't understand it. I had a friend like 4 years ago. It was like, oh, you gotta watch Doctor Who. This is when Doctor Who was... I mean, it's popular, but it was really popular back then. Like, oh, you gotta watch it. And I'm like, okay, where should I start? And he's like, here, watch this episode. And I'm like, okay. And I watched it, and I was just like, that was fine, I guess. And he's like, don't you want to watch more? I'm like, no, not really. I don't know what people see. It's like low-budget Star Trek with British people that don't do as interesting things as Star Trek does. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like Star Trek, except I guess like every episode is on the holodeck or something.
But they're not on a holodeck, they're on Earth.
Yeah, they're going like through time traveling or something.
Yeah, they time travel. So it's like Star Trek combined with Sherlock Holmes, because it's a British guy that gets into shenanigans, combined with like, I don't know, some time travel show. Pick one, you know.
I've tried to watch it. I can't do it.
It's just not... I don't know. I never got it. It's just not good. Anytime I put it on... Like, anytime I try, I watch it for a little while. And then I'm like, oh, I'd rather watch some good science fiction show. And then I'll put on, like, The Next Generation or something. You know what I mean? Like, something that's good. So, I hate...
I like even, like, questionably good science fiction shows.
Like, I even like...
Like Farscape, Stargate, SG-1.
Stargate, like the ones that are like, eh. I still like those, too,
I'll watch those if those are on sci-fi.
What was the one from the 90s? Sliders or something like that? Do you remember that one? Do you remember that?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It was bad. But it was better than Doctor Who, so, you know, there's that. Let's get into our last trivia. I'm ready for it.
Okay. Your final question.
Yes.
This category is toys. So, what lifeline will you choose?
I'm going to do Monty Hall
for this one. Good choice.
Thank you.
You're probably going to get it with Monty Hall. But, final question.
Okay.
Millicent Roberts is the middle and last name of what iconic children's toy?
Okay.
Millicent Roberts. Is it A, G.I. Joe? Is it B, Ken?
Ken Millicent.
Is it C, Barbie? Or is it D, the troll doll?
Millicent Roberts. I feel like it's got to be Barbie. Like, G.I. Joe Millicent Roberts doesn't sound like a name. I mean, I guess it could be Joe Millicent Roberts.
G.I. is a title.
So it would be Joe Millicent Roberts.
Joe Millicent Roberts.
I think Millicent's a girl's name, though. I mean, I could be wrong. Not a lot of people have the name Millicent. What was the other ones? Troll Doll?
Ken.
Ken
and Millicent Troll Doll. Roberts.
Ken, Barbie, Troll Doll, or... Troll Doll.
Or... What is or G.I. Joe.
What is the troll's first name?
Troll.
Troll Millicent Roberts?
Maybe.
It sounds like a lawyer's name. Like on like a Cartoon Network show.
Yeah.
Troll Millicent Robert, J.D. And he's like the troll doll with the hair and stuff.
And he's a lawyer.
And he's a lawyer, yeah. And he like represents like fictional... characters like the Sasquatch and like
or you know Cobra from G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
This is like totally Robot Chicken material. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Millicent Roberts, attorney at law.
Fictional characters like the G.I. Joe people and like cryptids like Sasquatch and the Loch Ness Monster and like
mm-hmm.
other cartoon characters like Space Ghost could be on there. I don't know. Like yeah. You know, it doesn't matter.
What did Space Ghost do that he needs an attorney? Like, can we brainstorm this?
What didn't he do that he needs an attorney? It's probably some, like, stupid thing.
It's probably something stupid.
No, this is what he would do. This is what happened. That he, like, registered his company, like, Space Ghost Enterprises or whatever, but he, like, did it wrong so that, like, he, like, didn't pay taxes for, like, 20 years or something. And, like, they finally found out and they, like, he got, like, in big trouble for it or something.
Yeah.
And they think he, like, tried to break the law, but he really was just incompetent. Like, he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, that's a great Space
Ghost. It's like, you've been embezzling money for 20 years. Like, no, I just didn't set up my LLC correctly or something. And then Millicent Roberts would be defending him.
Yeah. Troll Millicent Roberts.
This is a good this is a pilot episode of Troll Millicent Roberts, JD, right here. Oh, no.
It'd the Space Ghost episode?
Yeah, it'd be Troll Millicent Roberts, Esquire. Right?
Yes.
Because that's what they use to be fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it would be part... The Millicent Roberts would be part of a law firm. Like, Millicent Roberts.
Something... I think it would be like Roberts and like what's a like slimy lawyer name? Eakin Sneed.
Roberts, Eakins, and Sneed.
That's total law firm material.
Roberts, Eakins, and Sneed. Eakins is the snake from Pokemon, and I don't know where he got Sneed, but it does sound pretty evil sounding. Roberts, and he's trying to like crawl his way out of this law firm. That he got this job out of law school, and he just became mm-hmm. a partner. But he's like, I don't want to work for these ambulance chasers anymore. You know, they're like bottom of the barrel lawyers. Like they're terrible. You know.
And he's voiced by Bob Odenkirk because.
Because why not?
You know, Better Call Saul. Have you seen that show? It's actually really funny.
I haven't. I hear it's really good though.
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
I mean, you have to like Bob Odenkirk a lot because that's like the main draw of the show.
No, I love Bob Odenkirk.
But
yeah. He's really funny.
Yeah.
He should be in more things. I mean, he's in Better Call Saul now, but and I wish he was in more things.
I've heard stories that he's the reason like a lot of comedians got their first like jobs.
Yeah. Did you know he discovered Tim and Eric?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of others too. So like he's apparently an advocate for a lot of comedians. I'm still bitter about Tim and Eric, but what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Not that I don't...
So who is it? Ken, Barbie, G.I. Joe?
Oh, sorry. Or is it, I was off Troll Millicent Roberts. Okay.
Is it Troll Millicent
Roberts? Sorry, I'm gonna do Monty Hall. And I'm gonna lock in Troll Millicent Roberts.
Oh, come on.
What? What's so funny?
It could be him. You don't know.
I know. It could be him.
Okay. It is either Troll Millicent Roberts or Barbie.
All right. I'm going to go with the Barbie final answer.
Okay. You're correct.
Yes. Troll Millicent Roberts, Esquire. I'm on the case. And he like does a lot of hand motions, like Ace Attorney guy, you know.
Yeah, I think he like flips his hair dramatically, has a comb.
Oh, and he can change his like hair color like all every trial, because you know trolls can dye their hair pink, orange, you know, all the colors of the rainbow, really. Yeah, troll Millicent Roberts. Do we have time for like a couple more questions before we sign off? Yes, we have time.
We do have you know, time.
Oh my god, this ad is so loud. I was wanted to get to this weird news story, but every time I open this page, it makes this really, really loud ad. So we can end the story with this stupid story. Or end the show with a stupid story. So there is a thief in Fayette County, Georgia. I think I lived in Fayette County, Georgia at some point. And he went into one of the Chevron stations, apparently, over the course of many days, and stole $100,000 worth of ramen noodles.
No way.
That's what it says. $100,000. Oh, okay. No, I don't. They don't know where he got it. They can only assume it was near Chevron. But he had a 53-foot trailer parked at a Chevron store on Georgia Interstate Highway 85. The trailer had $100,000 worth of ramen noodles in it, and it's
What?
He got it somehow. He doesn't. They don't know how he got it, where he got it from. But he has $100,000 just for knowledge. Ramen and one container is worth about 29 cents, so he would need more than 100,000 cans or whatever of ramen.
You would need like 300,000 packs of ramen.
Yep. So he did that. It's like the worst thing in the world to steal, I feel like.
Yeah, like
I could choose anything in the world better than stealing ramen. Because it's not worthwhile to steal.
Is that... Yeah, it's like... It's so not worth... Is that even a crime? Maybe in that quantity.
I mean, yes, but... Like, why would you steal... I don't know why you would steal ramen. It makes zero sense to steal ramen.
No. Like, you can just find 30 cents on the ground and buy yourself some ramen.
You could steal so many other things that would be more worthwhile than stealing ramen.
Gum.
Gum, literally. Gum is worth more than ramen. I don't understand why you'd steal ramen. Maybe it was, like, a joke or something, right? It's like, he did this as, like, a meme thing.
You know, yeah, this has to be, like, a personal challenge or
people
something.
People do, like, meme stuff these days, you know? It's stupid, and it doesn't make any sense. But maybe he, like, really wanted to steal ramen ironically, you know? So he did.
He's just like making a statement.
Making a statement about ramen. I don't know. There's so many other things you could steal that make more sense. But this guy did it in Georgia. I don't know. Doesn't make any damn sense.
I feel like that's kind of an accomplishment. I've never heard of anyone stealing that much.
I've never heard of anyone stealing anything that not valuable before. Like, normally like they
by
steal...
By volume?
Yeah, like...
By volume?
Right?
Like, what is worth less than ramen?
And, like, the sad thing is, like, if he stole cash, it takes up a lot less space, and it's worth a lot more money. Like, in any... Basically in any denomination, too. You know? So, like... I don't know. Ramen is, like, it's not small. Like, one thing of ramen is... It's a pretty decent size, you know? You're wasting so much space for that ramen. That truck that he was hauling the ramen in is probably worth more than all the ramen in the truck.
Inside?
Like, what are you... It had to be a big truck to carry all that water. It was a 53-foot trailer, you know? That's a big trailer. That's probably worth more than the ramen.
Yeah, that's like a... That's like a one of those big trucks.
This is a statement crime. I gotta tell you, this is a statement crime. Like, he had a statement.
Yeah,
I bet he had like a manifesto that he wanted people to publish, but they never did.
The ramen manifesto. The ramen
manifesto. I mean, that's what like the Unabomber did. That's what a lot of the people do. Like when they do some crime, they're like, okay, publish my thing, and the police are like, no, you know.
Okay. I just feel like he made a bad decision because like that's. I mean, it's really remarkable, but, like, it's not at the same time, because it's ramen.
It's like, really dumb, yeah. He's gotta have a manifesto. Maybe he spelt out his manifesto on the containers of ramen.
God.
Like a letter at a time. Right?
And you have to assemble them all.
And the police have to put them together to read it, you know?
They're not going to, they're not even going to give it back to the Chevron. They're just going to throw it away. Like,
it's like, we don't care about this, Robin. Insurance will cover it. Whatever. We don't care.
It's got letters on it.
Like, he went through this whole thing to, like, maybe this is just step one in, like, his crazy, like, villain conspiracy, like, thing. Like, he has this whole plan for, like, more stuff, you know what I mean? And this is just step one. But the police aren't, like, giving him the time of day, clearly, because we don't know anything more about it. You know, like, maybe he was giving him too much credit and be like, oh, they'll see the letters on the containers and they'll have to piece together the puzzle, and then, you know, then I'll give them clue number two or whatever, right?
That would be that's a really funny concept. Like, there's a criminal that wants to communicate these deep ideas to, you know, society and the police, but right. People just ignore him and are just like, whatever.
Because he's doing it the wrong way. Like, you don't start with ramen. Like, no. There's a reason criminals do something crazy to get everyone's attention when they have a manifesto. So people pay attention. Like, stealing ramen, that's not gonna...
You need to steal something like...
Diamonds.
Bleach, or like, or diamonds, or...
Yeah. Or like guns, or something. Something people guns. Are scared of. Yeah. Or like a nuclear missile. There you go. But not ramen. Definitely not ramen. Maybe he was going to... Oh, here we go. Here's a villain thing to do. He steals all this ramen. He injects it all with poison. And then he distributes it back to...
Who wants it, though? Like, used ramen?
It's not used. Hand. He would, like, make it look like it wasn't... tampered with. Like, he'd use, like,
a It's needle. Like secondhand ramen, though. He needs to sell it, like, out of a trailer.
He sells it on the ramen black market. Where they sell ramen for only 19 cents per cup instead of 29 cents per cup. He sells it out of a trailer near the highway of, like, hungry people that are driving along.
Ramen has to be, like, the only thing there isn't a black market for, because what's even the point?
You got the good ramen? Yeah, I got the good stuff. They don't sell this stuff in the stores.
Extra sodium.
Maybe it has, like, cocaine in it or something. Maybe that's another idea. He has, like, he's putting drugs in it, and then he's going to sell it.
Oh, maybe. That right? makes more sense.
Right? Like, he's going to use the ramen as a front for drugs. I mean, they do have a lot of room in there, in the containers.
In the... Yeah, in the ramen packet.
But first, he would have to steal a lot of ramen in order to start this plan. Okay, see? Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not giving this guy enough credit. Maybe he has a good plan. And he just got caught, you know?
If it were me, though, I would just, like, buy a couple crates off of Alibaba or something.
Yeah. I feel like if he does have a plan, he probably got too into planning it. And he was like, step one, phase one will be the ramen phase. And, like, his friend's like, you know, there's an easier way. And he's like, this is the ramen phase.
He's trying to min-max too hard.
Yeah, like, he's trying to knock it out of the park a little much. Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is Eclipse Super Sodium Extra High in Vitamins Ramen.
I love Eclipse. When you're looking for something extra high in vitamins.
Extra high in vitamins, extra high in sodium, choose Eclipse.
Choose Eclipse. And remember, people, when you're feeling like eating ramen...
take a toboggan downhill.
Toboggan. Good night, everyone, and drive safe.
Drive safe.